Temmie and the Flying Bears by Stephen Elbers. Read by Michael Maloney. Chapter 1. Now Temmie had a fondness for all the forest bears. He knew their lairs and ways. Cinnamon bears, he would tell you, were as agile as monkeys and climbed so quickly that they were soon lost from sight at the tops of the tallest trees, and their whines and whistles had a sadness which always made him shiver. Sag bears couldn't be more different. Temmie often laughed aloud just to see one of these stupid creatures. They looked like something fat and overripe which had dropped to the ground. Too lazy to run away, they snoozed sitting up on their haunches, occasionally scratching themselves in their sleep and sending dust rising from their coats. Growlers were much more secretive, prowling the densest parts of the forest. Temmie knew to admire these huge animals from a distance, or from up a tree, because growlers were so fierce that even a wolf pack would avoid crossing paths with one. But of all the bears, Temmie's favourites by far were the flying bears. Every day, after he finished helping his father bring in the fish from the lake, when the canoes were safely beached and the nets mended and hung up to dry, Temmie slipped away from his village and hurried into the mountains. He climbed steadily until he reached the place where the snowfields lay all year, and icicles on rocky ledges might melt an inch or two in high summer, but never entirely disappear, just like his footprints. On reaching a certain hill, he always stopped to scan the distant cliffs, hoping to sight his first flying bear. He was rarely disappointed. They were gloriously white bears, both in fur and feathers.